Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
We're attempting to connect with New York State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello to get his thoughts. Angelo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity.
This is something, obviously, you and I have talked so much about. It was supposed to go into effect on the 1st of January this year. The latest court says that it does not interfere with the 1975 Energy Policy and Conservation Act. What's your response to the ruling?
Well, let me get a little technical. I don't want to get political, okay? Because we've all heard those arguments. And I think this is more of a what's going to happen going forward. Now, the petitioners who lost in the Second Circuit can file what's known as a writ of certiorari, which means is a request to the Supreme Court to hear the case. Normally, if two courts within the same circuit confirm each's position, there's a small chance of acceptance. However, in this case, it's very unique. And what's unique about it is this. The Ninth Circuit, which is California, some years ago, Berkeley put in a law that said you cannot have gas hookups. The court, the Ninth Circuit, determined that that was a violation of the, and therefore they overturned it. Berkeley could not stop it. What the Second Circuit's decision is based upon, the fact that the state did not ban the use of alternate fuels. They used an argument dealing with their right under local jurisdiction to regulate construction. And that's how they're framing their argument in the courts, that this is not a ban on the fuel. It is a code restriction that they are putting in. But now we have the situation where, under the premise, the Ninth Circuit and the Second Circuit have now had diverse positions on a similar issue. Now, there's a premise in the law, and the Supreme Court has utilized it before, which you cannot do direct. You cannot do indirect. And where I'm going with that, Joe, is the fact that the state of New York is trying to indirectly do what they could not do direct. But bottom line, what the New York state is saying is you can still buy a gas furnace. You can buy a gas stove. You just can't use it. Well, you know, I mean, even some of those that are less intelligent would know that that is just a sleight of hand. If you can't provide the fuel, you can't buy the appliance, okay? So this is really going to go forward. So now the process would be, like I said, the petitioners who lost file for what's called a writ of certiorari. Typically, unless there are certain issues, the chances of the court hearing the argument are usually 1% to 2%. Okay? And at least four of the nine justices must rule to hear the case. This case has national implications, not constitutional, because both states did not frame their argument as a constitutional argument, but as a violation or non-violation of the act. So it's going to be very interesting, but I can predict this. The writ will be filed. I can predict that the Supreme Court will hear the argument, and I predict the Supreme Court will overrule the New York law because of their weak argument trying to do indirectly what they can't do directly, Joe.
So, Angelo, if it goes that way and they strike down the law, what do you see New York doing next? I mean, you've obviously spent time and talked to these people, to these individuals in Albany. You've worked alongside them. What do you believe they will do to try to get around a ruling if the Supreme Court were to strike it down?
Well, I am going to get political. If Hochul were to be successful and her vote count is most of the far-left socialists, the environmental advocates who are upset with her now because she is delaying some of the timetable for the all-solar, okay? Well, I think she then tries to do an end run. If she loses, throw this out. If she wins, but part of the win is a mandate from the non-radicals that she needs to be more practical, then she backs off. So it's not an easy question to answer because of the factions. And remember this, the last primary, how the, and they call themselves democratic socialists, but they're socialist communists. They're just using that democratic name to confuse the mainstream moderate Democrats. And the proof of the pudding is how many mainstream moderate Democrats lost primaries to the far left socialists. So I really believe that, number one, the Supreme Court will, in fact, hear the case. Number two, I think we have to wait for the election results and see where things fall on the political spectrum. And let's not kid each other. Yes, we all have to conserve, Joe. We all have to be cognizant and sensitive to the environment. But we can't be outrageously far out on it without addressing the consequences, the costs, alternative measures. For example, it is now being shown that nuclear is safe, the advances in nuclear, that there's experimentation on small nuclear that you can put into your factory and power your entire factory. You can put it into a data center, power your entire data center. But this goes contrary to the one fuel, solar. And it is impossible. Do you realize New York State has taken offline, and this is an approximate, because I'm driving, I don't have the exact number, approximately 4.6 gigawatts of power, but they've only replaced 2.3 gigawatts. What does that mean? It's an impossibility of performance to achieve the goals that they want with strictly solar and wind. It just doesn't happen. But it's the popular narrative today. We talk about the cost of fuel, and I'm not talking gasoline. If you really look at your electric bill, what you're going to find is there's all these categories.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But every one of them is to foster the narrative of a single fuel use. Build out the grid. Build more of it. I mean, they want to put windmills in Lake Ontario. Under the rules of Homeland Security, there is a buffer zone around a windmill in a lake, which means all sports fishing, all sailing, all recreation on Lake Ontario would be almost stopped. So what we need is we need individuals to start reading the details of everything. Now, if I may, just one quick. So I'm at a wedding 2 weeks ago and got in my face and insisted that I push to eliminate data centers. And I asked why. And every reason she gave me was puffery by those that want to eliminate them. I said, where do you get your information? She said, well, I get all my information on social media. I said, do you realize social media is from a data center? You're kidding me. I never knew that. I said, so maybe you should like get your information from somewhere other than Facebook, because a lot of that is AI generated, data center generated. So it's a bigger issue, but getting back to what the initial question was, my prediction is the Supreme Court will grant cert because of the diversion. They'll use the argument of diversion of two federal districts, the second and the ninth. Once they get to the point, they will address, because they did say it in the California case, okay, the Berkeley case, that what you can't do direct, you can't do indirect. So that premise is a basis of law. What do I think the outcome will be? I think the prediction, what my prediction is, they will overturn New York's law.
Now, let me ask you, you know, looking down the road, and, you know, as you said, if Kathy Hochul is reelected, and I really think this is on the ballot. You mentioned those moderate Democrats. I again, put your thoughts of Trump aside and make this a state issue. But let's hypothetical, Kathy Hochul is successful and she has 4 years unchecked. Would a Supreme Court decision against this ruling stop in any way New York State from just saying, okay, you can no longer purchase gas-powered appliances?
Well, now that's in violation of the act that California tried to get around, okay, because they said you couldn't buy gas, okay, for these appliances. The federal government has maintained the right to regulate appliances, the safety factors of these appliances. Now, it's really interesting because there was a bill passed this year with, they had no knowledge except they do it in Germany. And these are these portable solars that you plug into your house. They are not UL regulated. They are not UL approved, but you can still buy them online. Questions like, if you plug it in and it's not the same circuit that your refrigerator's in, how does this power get into the box, distribute it through the circuits? No answer. So this rush to accommodate their goal has no practicality in science. It's got no practicality in practicalism. I mean, that's bottom line. So what do I think will happen? New York will continue to try if Kathy Hochul gets elected. But I have a feeling that there's some backlash coming, because lately, if you've noticed, at least some of the stations, the newspapers that have never, ever printed both sides of an issue, are now printing where people are becoming concerned about what is happening in Congress. Are we going to be taken over by the socialist communists? This is America. I risked my life in Vietnam to maintain our freedoms, to not have them been taken away by those that are coming here with their hands out. Those, and we're all immigrants. My ancestors were immigrants. But they didn't come here and say, now that I'm here, I want everything for free. I want medical. I want this. They came, they lived in a house with probably 18 people working, sharing the money, buying food. So there's bigger implications to your last question. You know, that's basically my premise.
Angelo, let me ask you, you know, on the socialism thing, because obviously it's getting, I mean, they had a very successful downstate primary, but you go out of New York City. Do you think even with Democrats, socialism is that popular?
Well, Bill Magnarelli was beat by a socialist. Bill's a tradition in Albany. He is a phenomenal. He's a moderate Dem. Okay? They beat him. So they're moving not only across the state. I'm trying to remember, was it Colorado just elected? A socialist won the primary for the governor's race. So they are flexing their muscles. But, you know, they're only a small percentage, but they're a big voice. And that's what's happening. And Gen Z and the next generation, they're getting so used to being taken care of that when somebody says, I will take care of you, they think it's wonderful. Where are we going to get the money? We're going to tax the successful. Okay? They're chastising Elon Musk because he became a trillionaire. But how did he become a trillionaire? He became a trillionaire because he was smart. He was innovative. He created products. He created, you know, he's circling the globe with satellites so everybody can have internet, so you don't have to run wires. He was wireless. He's doing things in the medical field. So chastise the fact that others are not using their innovation. The way we're moving, think about it, okay? The telephone, the x-ray, all of our innovations were because of human involvement, human brain power. But what do we have? We have areas now that want to take away the success. You know, growing up, there was an old premise. If you build a better mousetrap, the world will be the path to your door. You know what the new premise is? And I created this, so you can chastise me. If you build a better mousetrap, people will come to your door with their hand out. Not buy the mousetrap, but want it for free. Okay? This is what we're faced with. So it's we're really at a turning point. And I'm not trying to be excite people. You know, there's a candidate running for assembly in my district, okay? There's an issue on Cougar Island that's being addressed immediately. Nobody in office had anything to do with it. It's nothing to panic over. The Superfund will cover it if need be. It's a fill. There's a candidate trying to get people riled up, create false premises. This is what they do. And what happens to the press picks up on the hyper rather than the true and the facts. So I'm going to ask your listeners, please be vigilant. Do not get your information from social media. Do not get it from just one source. Start reading. Start understanding what is happening. Listen to both sides of an issue. Don't just listen to one side and take their position.
Absolutely. Angelo Morinello, Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, always great chatting with you, and again, appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Joe. You know, I could take 3 hours on this topic, on the technical aspects, not the political aspects of the Supreme Court and other decisions. But I really believe your question, we got the basic understanding to your listeners on what the process will be, how we could go forward, and what the uniqueness of some of the arguments are.
And you know, when it does move up to the Supreme Court, I will be sending you a text.
Thank you very much. Even if I'm out of office, remember, probably won't hit till next year because they're in recess now. So they don't start till the first Monday in October. And by the time they get to it, so Actually, I'll be just a citizen when you call me. So that's
great. Wonderful.
Great.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Angelo.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.